Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. Hello and welcome to our amazing audience to this podcast episode with Emily Yu. I'm really excited to share this with you. And today you will be hearing a little bit about Emily, a little bit from Emily about this amazing book that she wrote specifically to help children with their attachment style, with understanding their feelings, their needs. And so today, the wonderful Emily, who's been a student of PDS for quite some time and has been a huge contributor to like our PDS community in so many different ways, is going to share a little bit about her experience of writing this book, a little bit about the impact of emotional literacy with children. And we're going to do a deep dive into all of this right now. So thank you so much for being here. And the very first question I wanted to sort of kick off with is, do you feel comfortable sharing a little bit about yourself, sort of how you came to write a book, author a book, get to this point? What can you tell us about you?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Thais. It's really nice being here. I am 25 years old and came into PDS, I guess, through your YouTube channel. So I came out of a breakup, pretty rough breakup, and found your YouTube videos that gave me a lot of aha moments and golden nuggets that I'm sure everybody in your comments can relate to. But I found myself watching your entire YouTube discography and then every single daily video I was keeping up with. And I believe you had a discount version for people to have like a free trial or something. And that's what actually got me to join the school. And then after the trial was up, I was immediately hooked and had to do the lifetime membership. And then similarly to your YouTube videos, I think the webinars were what really kind of set me over the edge with personal growth and really inspired me to kind of start a lot of my introspection and see the blind spots that I didn't even know that I had. And here we are a year and a half later and I'm still in the school and will always be. And I'm really grateful for all the work that you've done.
Thank you. That's so sweet and really appreciate you being here. And for anybody who doesn't know as well, Emily is a trained integrated attachment theory coach as well now. So has a lot of amazing insight that she's sort of been able to put into a book and really develop and create, which is very exciting. So what was your sort of process? Like at what moment were you like, I want to create a book for kids? Because as I know, you have a really successful career in a totally different industry and have really been and work for Morgan Stanley. And now here you are and you decide, okay, I want to sort of move in this direction. So how did that come about for you?
So I think this came after I had asked you one of the live questions during a webinar. I was having these very intense triggers that seemed to be just like a replay of childhood trauma that you very nicely explained to me. And I believe the way that you articulated it was that for me, when the trauma happened when I was younger, I was in a childhood brain, basically, and it was so much more impactful back then than how I'm able to basically process it now. And just the way that I guess I received it was I was trying to relate to this little child not understanding the impact and just how intense the fears were when these traumas happened. And realizing that it's so much bigger when you're a kid, when these like scary things happen. And that was a really huge aha moment for me. I was talking to another PDS member in the school, Nina, who I think just very briefly told me like, oh, this should be a children's book. Like, this is so beautiful for me to just have this inner child experience and healing moment. And within the matter of like a month, it turned into a little short story about my inner child that I feel like I'm healing through that process. So
that's so cool. And yeah, it's so interesting because I feel like it sort of goes unsaid. Like it's not discussed often enough, but I remember, I don't know if this was what we talked about. I remember this question actually, now that you say it, but I don't know if I shared this example with you at the time, but I had a client once who told me this story about when he was a little kid, he wrote in a textbook at school, like he was in like first grade or something. And he then, you know, the teacher sent a note home saying like, oh my gosh, she wrote in the textbook. And oh, he was no. telling, he was recounting the story and he was saying to me, I thought that I was just going to run away from home on my walk home. Like I thought I was just never mm-hmm. going to go home. And it's like, as a child, like your world is this big, it's like school and then your mm-hmm. family. And like, if something bad's going on or you're going to get in trouble, it feels like it's just like your whole world. Whereas when you're an adult, you have like the relationship to yourself and you have your own financial right. freedom for certain things. And you've got friends and family and you've got, you know, so many different things happening, work and career and all these things in your life. So if something happens, it's like, oh, that's uncomfortable, but as a child, mm-hmm. it's like, so, you know, and we're so vulnerable. So I love that you shared that, because like things really do impact us a lot more in childhood, even things that as an adult, we might be like, oh, that's not a big deal. But as a kid, it might've felt like a huge deal for sure.
Yep. That was the exact question.
Yeah. I remembered. So what was the process like when you really kind of got into it? How did you start? Like it went from an idea, what was the process to actually getting it ready to go and finalizing everything?
Yeah, honestly, I think I wrote the story in a matter of an hour, and then the process of start to finish to getting it published took about a month. But I reached out to an illustrator to do the artwork, and gave her an idea of what I wanted little Ellie Jones to look like, which not intentionally looks a little bit like me when I was younger. I wanted it to be a process of, I guess, empowering both my inner child and anybody who reads it, that they have the tools within themselves to basically push past anything that's blocking them or anything that's scaring them. And that was basically it. And it was published.
Wow. I didn't know that you wrote the story in an hour. That's incredible. It's like,
it was super quick.
It came from like an inspired state. Well, cause I read through the whole thing and like, it was really good. Like it was well done. It was not like, I couldn't have written something better than that in a million years. Like it was so like, and I felt like it really engaged like young readers, like in each step of the way, like it was very clear and concise and like engaging. And so the fact that you sat down and wrote that in an hour is a little bit mind blowing. So good for you. Yeah, that's fantastic. And then what is the sort of impact? Like, tell us a little bit about the story first. You can save parts for anybody who wants to, you know, actually show up and you know, maybe bring this to their kids and share some of these things with them. But tell us a little bit about like the story and like what the impact is intended to be.
Sure. So the title is Afraid of the Dark, and the storyline is pretty obvious with that title.
Will you show it? Will you show it to us?
Yeah, sure.
You have it there.
It is.
So sweet. And will you open like a couple of the pages mm-hmm. so people can take a look?
Dedicated to PDS in the front.
I know, that's so sweet. There you are.
Page, yeah. And then my favorite page I can show you guys is the little jester with Ellie Jones. I'm not sure if I should have bookmarked it beforehand, so I'm not wasting time here. Oh, here we go. This one's my favorite.
It's so good. So sweet. So what's the story? Like, tell us a little bit about the story behind it.
Sure. So, similar to the fears that I face as a 25-year-old, Ellie has triggers herself, as a little girl. And, for her in this story, it's the dark. And I kind of use that to be any trigger that any person, no matter how old you are, can face in their life. And throughout the story, I kind of outline what it does to her and the tools that she tries to use to overcome these fears, and they're not necessarily working. And that's actually what had me come to you and ask this question, because I was trying all of these strategies kind of in like a very much so fight or flight response, trying to overcome these triggers, mine is the fawn response. So that's why I also put it in there. But so she's trying to get through these fears, and she finally has a moment of self-reflection and tries to journal out why it is that she has these fears and what meaning she is attaching to the darkness and what it does to her, much like the PDS stuff that we've learned in your school, thankfully. And then she realizes that basically the entire time she had her own empowerment and power within herself to overcome the fear and the darkness. And I guess at the end of the story, I leave the readers with this message that you can always come back to that whenever something frightens you or you feel like there's a block. So
I love that. And I loved so much about it that you share that. And it's so nicely distilled for young kids. Like, it's not this big, intricate, complex concept. It's like, hey, like, what's the meaning you're giving to the situation? What's the meaning you're giving to the darkness? And between the illustrations and the way you sort of map it out from page to page and take everybody along the journey, it just makes it so clear and it makes it practical for young kids. And I think it's so valuable because so much, you know, pain and challenging moments and, you know, just struggles we go through later in life as adults could be avoided if kids had proper tools for emotional literacy. And I thought it really shared, like, you know, helping understand the meaning we give to things, helping kids kind of label their emotions a little bit or get in touch with them, kind of talk about what they needed a little bit. Like, there was a lot of these different ingredients in there that helped to sort of like question some of those painful stories or ideas we have. And it was done in a really simple way that like is very digestible for children.
Yeah, I did it for my inner child, for any child that reads it. And even adults, I think it's very impactful for me. I'm 25 now. And I think making the trigger, I guess, darkness, like as an adult looking at a little child, you kind of see that as like, oh, that's like not really a rational fear. But as a kid, it's very much so real. And I had to kind of honor that for my little inner child inside me and basically validate it and understand that it really was real for me when I was younger. So
I love that. I love that. And it's so funny. It kind of goes back to that idea. Like we see as adults, like, oh, they're just afraid of the dark. Oh, that's cute. You know, not a big deal. But like to the child, like they're having like a full like cortisol reaction and norepinephrine and feeling terror. And like, you know, sometimes being able to honor that, I think the book itself teaches not just, you know, how kids can kind of be more aware and not sort of buy into those fears and help like mitigate some of those fears. But also it's really powerful for parents to go, oh, like this is some of what my child might be experiencing, but here's how I can hold their hand and guide them through working through those fears, which I think there really just aren't too many tools like that right now in general to teach kids about that emotional literacy component.
Yeah, of course. That was a big reason why I wrote it too. I think personal growth and just emotional learning for children is going to be the next step I think the society takes. I really wish that I had PDS when I was younger, and just having access to the tools would have, I think, saved me so much stress. But I really hope that, you know, the efforts that PDS is doing now, and maybe even with this book, that we can make those little strides and people can, you know, work through their challenges.
I love that. I completely agree. So do you have any future plans or next steps? Like, well, do you think you have any plans to continue to write books or anything along those lines? Or is that sort of up for discussion?
Sure. I definitely loved the process of making this one. So I would love to do that again. I've talked to the illustrator who did this one and she's interested with working with me again. So I would definitely love to maybe even create a series with Ellie Jones as the character. I think that would be really great.
I love that. That's amazing. Okay. So if anybody is a parent and they're watching this and they're looking to, purchase the book, check the book out firsthand, help their children by sort of taking them through the book and really being able to label those fears and be more in touch with their emotions and work through any stories. Where can they find this book? And also, where can they find you?
Sure. So it's on Amazon.com. It can pretty much ship anywhere, UK, US, Canada, definitely. And you can just search Afraid of the Dark with my name, Emily Yu. And then where they can find me, I am on LinkedIn as Emily Yu. You can follow me on Instagram, I guess, but I'm not too active. My handle is ITSEMYOO.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. And we'll put that all in the description box below. So thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to share this with our audience and really, you know, put those sort of first tools out there on behalf of you, really, to work through, you know, fears and to actually share like emotional literacy tools for children, because you've gone so far as to make those into practical concepts. So thank you for your contribution, for your share, and for your impact probably on a lot of people who will pick this book up.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I have to always say this, you were the inspiration and really led me here. So I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, we will maybe have you back for your next book. So thank you and appreciate you being here.
Thank you.